you knew everybody within several miles mm-hmm. because everybody walked. Right. The main source was the old interurban for transportation, and if you got off at Jubilee or Royal Oak or Highland Park or anything like that, you would walk with that individual until they had to cut off going somewhere else. Right. And so you learn to know more about the community.
Right.
And then in the latter part of the 40s, everybody was becoming more wealthy, started to get a car. That transportation system was being replaced by bus systems that were probably serving the neighborhoods that were around that main spine. Excuse me. And then they closed the tram down. It was rather exciting for me to be a part of the committee that reformed SkyTrain on the old existing line.
Right.
It was like the big wheel. It always comes back to the same point again and starts right. over.
Do you think do you think at the time they closed the interurban line down that it should have been closed? And
economically, probably yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think we foresaw the problems of vehicular transportation. I don't think anyone at that time realized how dense it was going to get. I travel on SkyTrain all the time. I find it the most convenient way of going to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess partly because I'm somewhat tight. I don't like to pay $6 or $7 to park my car downtown. And I would just soon park it out in the suburb and go down in that. And I think that's fuel efficient and environmentally better for us all the way. So I rather like going down and seeing the accomplishment and seeing the number of people that are riding. And just thinking back to what it was before. But, you know, it was rather neat on the old interurbans because they used to have the smoking section of the old interurban and the normal section, and the seats were hinged in the center, so the conductor, once he got to the other end of the line, the trainman would take up his lever for the rheostat for speed, take it off the back and put it on the front, and he'd go up through and change the seats all in the other direction so the people would come in, and away they go the opposite direction. One of the things that we did try to do also was there is one of the old trams down in either Snohomish or Snoqualmie that is owned by an individual that bought it off of BC Hydro when they closed. It's in pretty poor shape, but we tried to buy it off them to bring it back for Heritage Village. Unfortunately, the chap wasn't interested in selling it at the time, but it was one that was made in New Westminster rather than some of them that were made in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an electrified system, and it's in really good order inside, with all the luggage racks and hand straps, and when we saw that it was Sweet Marie bars, 5 cents. So, you know, yeah. Just about how old the advertising was in it. But there's no question that that route in transportation from the old Hastings and I think it was the old interurban barn at Hastings and Pryor, or Cordova,
mm-hmm.
where it terminaled, out through Hastings Street Commercial Drive and then on the tracks itself, provided people a great opportunity of going down, a lot of them to shop at Woodward's for their groceries.
Mm-hmm.
I know my mother used to do that once a week,
mm-hmm.
and she'd bring all of her groceries from Woodward stores out to Burnaby.
Really?
And they would wrap it in paper and then in twine, and then she had a carrier for her hands so the twine wouldn't cut her fingers, but that's how they'd bring all the groceries out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like a pack horse almost, the way she would carry these great quantities of groceries to feed the family.
Right. And that was not unusual.
Oh, no, it was a commonplace, very commonplace.
So Woodward's was in fact providing sort of grocery supplies way out into here.
Sure, it was within a block of the terminal of the interurban.
Right.
And again, as I say, you met so many of your friends on it as well.
Right. So there was another interurban line. So this was the one that was sort of ran down.
There's one down on the flats. Used to go from Marpole.
Right.
It went through to New Westminster and then went right up Chilliwack.
Well, that was the Chilliwack line that ran.
And now there's the other one that went through the Central Valley. That was the one that ran much the way the freeway is right now,
mm-hmm.
into Millardville.
Oh, really?
And
about through Coquitlam that way.
Yes, well, it. There is a Nuffy's donut stand in Sapperton. I'm sorry, it's in Sapperton,
right,
not Millardville.
Right.
There was a terminal point there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it provided the people in the Central Valley with transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it provided freight in too, like a lot of the farms area would transport their milk into Crystal Dairies that used to be on Commercial Drive and other dairies in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they disposed of all a lot of their dairy products. And then of course there was the what they call the Toonerville trolley, mm-hmm. which was on Hastings Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a small smaller city streetcar,
mm-hmm.
as versus the interurbans that were larger. There was also a spur line that ran off the old Central Park line, the interurban line, that took off at Highland Park, which is at Buller, and where the existing SkyTrain line is.
Mm-hmm.
It ran from there out to Edmonds,
mm-hmm.
where the Edmonds House is now,
mm-hmm.
and then down through into New Westminster that way as well. So it picked up a lot of the old Edmonds Town Center and East Burnaby area,
mm-hmm.
Serviced that route as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they again were the smaller city streetcars there rather than big interurbans.
So it was fairly good transportation there.
Oh, there's no question about it. It was an excellent system.
How often did they run?
As I recall, every 20 minutes.
Really? It was a very good system. Better than the buses.
Yeah, well.